After surveying flooded areas along the Red River in Arkansas, including Lafayette, Little River, and Miller counties, Governor Asa Hutchinson concluded his trip at the foot of the U.S. Highway 82 bridge in Garland City. The area is home to the K&A liquor store, and a little further down and closer to the Red River, which flows beneath the bridge, the West Shores Restaurant, both of which are mostly submerged in muddy red flood water. As Hutchinson explains, though, the site is not an uncommon one in areas worst hit by the flood.
We landed right on Highway 71 that's closed, and so I was able to see the really extensive flooding that's interrupted our transportation flow. And then we went from there out to some of the rural farm areas and saw the extensive flooding. And what impressed me was the damage to the crops. And whenever you're going into an area and you can actually smell the damage and then you can see the damage, this is going to take some time. And whenever one farmer is talking about $60,000 to $100,000 in crop loss and cattle loss, that is multiplied out with the number of farmers that are impacted. This is going to be a significant damage element that we're going to have to recover from. But then obviously you see the damage to some houses that are under flooding as well.
The goals for Hutchinson's flyover Tuesday were twofold, he said, to make an assessment of the damages and to survey the levee systems. He added Texas also has been hit hard with the recent floodwaters, but wants to make sure Southwest Arkansas's voice is heard amidst claims made for disaster relief.
What we are seeing in Little River County and Miller County and Lafayette County is really the outgrowth of the Texas flooding as well. It's the same river system, the same storm system. And so I know that there's going to be some federal push for disaster relief for Texas, and we just want to make sure that our voice is heard in the midst of the claim for Texas disaster relief, because we are really suffering in Southwest Arkansas with the same circumstance, the same flood, and really some very extensive damage.
David Maxwell, head of the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, or ADEM, said they are hoping to complete the preliminary survey sometime this week.
We've flew 2 days this week looking at houses in the flooded areas, and they're driving today. So hopefully they'll get those individual assistance done this week, and we're getting close to getting the public assistance ones done. So hopefully within a week or two we'll be getting the governor a request to send forward to the president.
Hutchinson also announced he has signed a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture asking for the 37 Arkansas counties who have declared disaster to be considered for emergency loans because of the extent of crop loss as a result of the floods. Meanwhile, for Ralph West, owner of the West Shores restaurant, disaster aid may mean the difference between reopening the small eatery or retiring from the restaurant business completely.
I'd like to find out if we're going to get any type of disaster loans or anything like that, where to go and sign up or whatever we got to do. I got 17 employees that are interested if they're going to have a job or not.
During his visit, Hutchinson urged those who are suffering damages because of flooding to well document their losses. Reporting from Garland City, Arkansas, I'm Sabrina McCormick, Norton.